How about if you had a sore throat and you couldn't eat because you couldn't
swallow? You couldn't swallow if you had a sore throat.
Some people smoke pipes and other people smoke
cigars
or
cigarettes. I smoked cigars 30 years and quit.
If there were a lot of people at a party and they were having a good time, they were standing around the piano, what?
Singing.
And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be
laughing.
Somebody offers to do you a favor and you say, well, I really appreciate it, but I don't want to be
involved. Not involved, wait a minute. I don't want to be obligated.
Somebody asks you about doing a certain job, and you say, sure, I
can do it.
And you say, I say, well, if you're not able to do something, that's all right. You just tell me I
can't do it.
Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, look, I've been up since before sunup, and what all I'm going to do today.
I've done all I'm going to do today.
If there is a real bad accident up the road, there's no reason to call the doctor because the victim was what by the time we got there?
Dead. He was dead the time they got there.
If you had corn.
Corn.
Corn. You were growing corn.
Oh.
Corn. And it seemed short. Like, right, I don't know if it's past time to pick corn or not, but if it seems short, you might say, well, this time, at this time of year, it what taller?
It was what?
You say, at this time of year, it what taller?
It's a lot taller. At this time of year, it's usually a lot taller.
You say, it's not as tall as it
should be, or usually is, at this time of year.
Yeah, when you were a little boy, if somebody said to you, well, I'll dare you go through the graveyard, but I bet you...
I dare you to go to the graveyard, but I bet you... I bet you won't.
You knew when you first agreed to go that you what to tell your wife.
First agreed to go.
If you were going to go somewhere and you didn't tell your wife and something happened, you said, well, I knew I
should have told my wife.
Do you ever use another word in the same meaning as should, but another word like I
ought to have told my wife or something like that?
How about if you use that, but you use it in a negative way, like, a boy got a whipping. I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or
ought not to have done.
In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm not going to do it. But I won't do it either way.
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and you had a friend that's just standing around watching you, and you're pretty peeved about this, you say, well, you
wouldn't help me.
Or you
didn't help me. Could have helped me.
Mm-hmm. If you said could have, you might also say another word, you
didn't help me.
Do you ever say might have?
Might have, yes. Might have helped me, yes.